Hello, my name is Renee. I'm calling from Research Associates in National Public Opinion Research Company. We are not trying to sell you a product or solicit a contribution. The purpose of the call is to conduct a survey about public education in New Orleans. Are you a registered voter in New Orleans Parish?
Yes.
You are?
Good.
Are you very interested or somewhat interested or a little interested or not at all interested in all the governor's race and statewide elections in October 2023?
It's our civic duty to be involved, yes.
You're very interested?
Yes.
Thank you. Are you defined your racial classification as African American, Black, White, Hispanic, Asian?
European.
European?
Yeah.
Okay, so you would consider that would be white, right?
Yes.
Thank you. Thinking about the condition of New Orleans public school buildings, tell me if you are very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, a little satisfied, or not at all satisfied with the condition of public school buildings. Very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, a little satisfied, not at all satisfied.
Somewhat satisfied.
Somewhat satisfied, thank you. And do you think that improving and maintaining the condition of public school buildings in a very important, somewhat important, a little important, or very important, thank you. When you hear your friends, neighbors, and coworkers discuss the quality of public education in New Orleans, do they express a lot of confidence, some confidence, little confidence, or not at all confident at all? A lot of confidence, some confidence, a little confidence?
That's
no confidence at all?
It depends on the school. So I
depends
guess,
on the school?
Yeah, it depends on the school, so I guess some confidence.
Thank you. If the New Orleans public schools had a 20-year millage renewal proposition on the ballot that is dedicated to preserving and improving, repairing public facilities, would you definitely vote for, probably vote for, probably vote against, or definitely vote against?
Sorry, you're fading it out. Could you repeat the question?
If the New Orleans public schools had a 20-year millage, if the New Orleans public schools had a 20-year millage renewal proposition on the ballot that is dedicated to preserving, improving, and repairing public school facilities, would you definitely vote for, probably vote for, or probably vote against, or definitely vote against this proposition?
I would be neutral.
So that would mean that you don't know?
Right.
Okay, thank you. Now I'm going to read to you two statements. Tell me which one of the best reflects your view. Statement number one, because of the rise in the cost of homeowners, expensive residents should not support a property tax millage renewal for maintaining and preserving New Orleans public school buildings. And the next one is, maintaining and preserving school buildings for the future generation should continue to be a priority.
As long as the money goes to where it's supposed to go, I would say the second one.
Thank you. Voters are motivated to support the proposition for various reasons. For each of the following, tell me if you would strongly influenced, somewhat influenced, or influenced a little, or not at all influenced to support a 20-year millage renewal for public schools where the funds are dedicated to repairing, improving, and preserving public school facilities. Learning that this is a millage renewal and will not increase your property taxes. Strongly influenced, somewhat
yes.
Influenced? Would that be strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly. Learning that the public school district has facilities managed plan to prioritize and monitor how the money is spent. Strongly influenced, somewhat influenced, influenced a little, not at all influenced.
I'm sorry, can you read that one again?
Learning that the public school district has facilities management plan to prioritize and monitor how the money is spent.
Strongly influenced,
okay. Learning that the owner of a $275,000 home currently pays less than $10 a month in property taxes for this existing mileage. Strongly influenced, somewhat influenced, influenced a little.
I strongly disagree with that. That's a false statement.
Okay, let's go over it again, okay? Learning that the owner of a $275,000 home currently pays less than $10 a month in property taxes for this existing millage, strongly influenced, somewhat influenced, influenced a little, or not at all influenced?
I don't agree with that at all.
Okay, so let's just go with don't know.
Yeah, okay, that's good.
Okay. Or would you say not at all influenced?
No, I wouldn't say that. I would say the first answer.
Okay. We just go with no? Okay, so which one do you want to go with, ma'am? You got to tell me. Strongly influenced, somewhat influenced, influenced a little, not at all influenced, or?
Read the question again.
Okay, let's go ahead one more time, okay? Learning that the owner of a $275,000 home currently pays less than $10 a month in property taxes for this existing millage, influenced, strongly influenced, somewhat influenced, influenced a little, not at all influenced, or?
I don't understand what your question is. You're saying someone with a home is paying that, a certain amount is paying $10. So am
right.
I agreeing to that, or am I disagreeing? Is that what you
yeah,
want to know?
Are you strongly influenced or not at all influenced?
I don't
are you
understand
influenced?
What influence means. I mean,
okay.
I don't understand
okay.
the question.
That's fine. That's fine. We'll just leave it as that. Okay. Learning that if the school facilities are not mentioned and preserved, will be more expensive to replace them in the future. Strongly influenced, somewhat influenced, influenced a little, or not at all influenced?
They all have to be preserved.
So would you be strongly influenced by that?
By what?
That statement. Learning that if the school facilities are not maintained and preserved, it will be more expensive to replace them in the future. Are you strongly influenced, somewhat influenced?
Well, I don't know. I mean, some of them are really antiquated. And I don't have no idea what the cost is going to be to replace them. I mean, if they have no air and, they were built in the 20s, I don't know.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Learning that this is a renewal of an existing millage for 20 years to 2045. Are you strongly influenced, somewhat influenced, influenced a little, or not at all influenced?
And what is the millage doing? What are we renewing?
Learning that this is a renewal of an existing millage for 20 years to 2045, strongly influenced. We just want to know if you're strongly
influenced.
What's
the millage doing? Can you tell me what the millage is doing? You're asking me if I want to renew
okay.
it, but what is it?
Okay, here. It's something to do with the proposition. Here, I'll read you the questions all over again, okay? Voters are motivated to support a proposition for various reasons. For each of the following, tell me if you would be strongly influenced or somewhat influenced a little or not at all influenced to support a 20-year millage renewal for public schools when the funds are dedicated for repairing, improving, and preserving public schools.
I don't quite understand what you're trying to get me to say.
Okay. If you're strongly influenced by the millage...
I don't know.
Okay, that's fine.
At all.
Let's go to the next question, ma'am. Learning that although the federal government invested millions of dollars to rebuild public schools buildings after Hurricane Katrina, without the funds from this millage, there won't be any money available to maintain and preserve them. Are you strongly influenced by this, or are you not at all influenced?
Are you telling me the government is not going to give me any more money for the schools? That's what you're trying to tell me.
No, well, I guess this proposition from the millage is for, rebuilding, the schools and everything. And they just want to know if you're strongly influenced by the statement that I make or not at all influenced.
I don't understand the statement you're making. That's the thing.
Okay, we'll go to the next one, okay? Learning that the money is associated to every public school in the city. Learning that the money is allocated to every public school in the city. Do you feel strongly influenced? Some for the influence a
okay,
little?
Okay, does that include charter schools?
It says public schools, ma'am.
Okay, so we have two different kinds of public schools here. We have charter schools and Orleans Parish School Board. So does it include all of them?
I think in general.
We have all these different ones, you know. And I'm not going to commit to anything until
Okay, so we just leave that alone, okay?
Okay.
Now that we have talked about the millage, if the New Orleans Public Schools had a millage renewal proposition on the ballot, what would preserve and maintain all existing public school facilities that would expire in 2045? Would you definitely vote for, probably vote for, probably vote against, or definitely vote against the proposition?
I can't tell you because I don't know the whole story. I mean, we have charter schools, we have public schools. They don't all fall under the same regulations.
Okay.
So, you know, they have all these different regulations, and you know, there are very few public schools that are not charter schools or recovery school district is another one. So they don't all fall under the same thing, and they all don't fall under the New Orleans School Board.
Okay.
So they can't say, you know, can this all fall as a school board or whatever, because there's only a couple schools that fall under the Orleans Parish School Board. Some are recovery school districts, some are charter schools, and they don't, you know, the city wants to say, oh, yeah, let's give all the school board all this stuff. Well, guess what? Not very few schools fall under the school board.
But the public school system is only pertaining to public schools.
Here, we have Orleans Public Schools, we have charter schools, we have recovery schools, and they are all public schools. So I can't say, you know, how that is. I mean.
Okay. That's fine. As we conclude this survey, I have to ask you some questions for statistical purposes. Are you or anyone in your household a parent of a child enrolled at a New Orleans public school?
No.
Teacher at a New Orleans public school?
No. My best friend is a teacher.
In your household? But she's not in your household, right?
She used to live here. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so she does live with you. Okay. There we go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how about a staff member or administrative at the New Orleans Public at the New Orleans Public School?
No.
Okay. Thank you. Stop me when you hear the group that contains your age, 18 to 30, 31 to 49, 50 to 60, or 61 or above?
Yes, 50 to 60.
50 to 60? Thank you.
Yes.
Stop me when you hear the last grade you completed, some high school?
College.
College grad or some college?
College grad.
Thank you. Do you own or rent your home?
Own.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, ma'am. I really, really appreciate your feedback.
I'm sorry I'm so combative, but when it comes to school, I was raised by two educators. It's just the schools here are very challenging.
You have a nice day, ma'am. Thank you very much. You have a good day to you.
You too. Bye.
Yeah, thank you. Bye.